My name's Kevin Bright. I'm 48 years old. I was born and bred in Coventry in Wycombe. I started work straight away when I left school at 16. I followed my dad and my brother into the same company, big company in Coventry. I've worked there for 32 years through various roles. You felt like it was a job for life. Coming into the new year, suddenly it's scary times with being made redundant. I think in the past, we've had redundancies and we've always felt, is it me, isn't it me? And that puts you in a horrible position. Your sort of life goes on hold a bit. This time round, it was everybody, so it made it much clearer. There was a chance to move abroad and work with them abroad, but it's not something I would like. I want to stay in this area. So it came as a shock to everybody, I think, that they were actually closing the whole thing. My brother worked there. He was there for 36 years. He went in June, and he hasn't been able to find a job yet. Officially, we finish at the end of the year, but we finish in Christmas Eve. At the moment, normally, obviously, you're looking forward to Christmas, having different Christmas do's. At the moment, it feels very strange, very scary. You get times where you sort of go into denial and carry on doing the day-to-day things, like looking for things for Christmas, and then you suddenly think, actually, I won't be earning after this month. You know, OK, I'm getting redundancy, but that won't last forever. So you start thinking about everything, every penny you're spending, really. We've had a lot of support. That's one good thing. Obviously, they're supporting people to show us how to do interviews, techniques, CVs, all that. But it doesn't make it much less scary. There was a real fear of the unknown, suddenly having to fill in application forms and all that. It frightened me to death, really. But also, there was an excitement maybe to do something different, do something perhaps for myself a bit more. I've looked at jobs, I've looked at websites with different jobs on and papers and everything else. And all the jobs, a lot of them are looking for degrees, which is something I haven't got. And that makes it hard. If I looked at the job spec that I'm doing now, I think I'd be petrified of that if I saw it in a paper or on a website. I think it makes you realise you have got a lot of skills that are saleable, even though it's all been in one industry. So I decided, setting up a company with my partner, it's going to be a letting agency. Why not give it a go? Be my own boss for once. It's a business I don't really know. I've done up a lot of houses over the years. But yeah, we're setting it up together, me and my partner. So working together will be very strange. I think some people say you must be mad trying to start your own company in this climate. But I think if I don't do it now, I never will do it. You know, I'm coming up to 50 in a couple of years' time. I think I'll probably carry on looking at the job boards in areas that I've already worked in. But I really would like to make this a success, so I'm going to give it everything. And that's something, once I set my mind on, I tend to do. My wish is for 2011 to be able to get this business off the ground. I say it's going to be tough, I know that. I know I expect to work all the hours God sends. By the end of 2011, I would like to have a business that is holding its own. You've got to have ambition.